Doug Tengden, Worldwide Market Perspective on the economic front. We get some real estate numbers this morning. And, Doug, I was struck over the weekend, and I shared this article from Goldman Sachs. They tend to know a little bit about the economy. No disrespect. I think they know more about the economy than Jerome Powell or Janet Yellen. And they're adjusting their outlook for next year. They're basically downgrading it because they don't like what they see when it comes to a lot of these forces. And I don't want to be the one saying I'm right, but at some point Joe Biden is going to have to say the recession, the R word, because we're in one. But I may be wrong, but what do you have? Good morning. You can take it away and disagree with me all day long.
No, I'm not going to disagree with you, Jack. The housing market is – the housing economy is in a recession. And some people say the housing economy is the business cycle. Now, and it's no great surprise. 30-year mortgage rates are at 6.33 this morning, above 6.25. So you can't take mortgage rates from 3.25 to 6.25 and not push the housing economy into a recession. That's just common sense. Now, we can disagree about the timing, whether it started last year or it's starting this year, but we're headed for a recession. We're headed for a global recession. There's one clear reason why. The Federal Reserve wants to stamp out inflation by stamping out demand. And I've said this before, Jack, the inflation has two sides, demand and supply. And if you will let me go on, I'll just say it took four presidents from two parties to create a supply response to inflation that took inflation down from 10% to 2%. And it took four presidents from two parties to destroy the supply response to inflation to bring inflation back up from 2% back up to 10%. So I'll just be bipartisan in my approval and disapproval. The supply response to inflation is something nobody's talking about, and it's something that everybody should talk about because that's the real response to inflation, not just killing demand. Because when we come out of our recession on the other side, Jack, we'll have inflation again because we don't have a supply response.
Well, okay.
Too much demand for too few goods.
Well, and that was the problem when they were pouring trillions into the economy. Too many dollars chasing too few goods. But, Doug, let me come back. Why is it, I pretty much agree with you, why is it we know what's coming, but people are in la-la land? People, average persons living their life not even knowing there's an economic storm coming. In this country, let me just finish. In this country, it amazes me. We have no proactive leadership. It's all reactive. It's like the intersection. You know, no one says if we don't put a stop sign in that intersection, you know, kids are going to continue to get killed. So no one's looking out. There's no one looking out. You know, if you go on a boat or you hike a mountain, you have to look out and say, okay, I'm going up at 7 out. I'm going out at 7 in the morning, but what's the weather going to be at 4 o'clock when I'm coming back in? None of our political leaders have the political courage or the gumption to tell us what's coming. So all they worry about is re-election and raising money, but they don't say, hey, we got an economic storm coming. In weather, we're told we could have a tropical storm. Get ready. We're told. But in the economy and public policy, no one wants to talk about bad news that's coming. Why is that?
I got two word answer for you. It's self-interest. Jack, just to build on your metaphor, we got a bunch of umbrella sellers who are saying, it's always raining. It's raining. It's raining. Come on, grab it. I got across the street, you got a bunch of people selling sunscreen saying, no, it's sunny. It's beautiful. Buy your sunscreen. We got the umbrella sellers. We got the sunscreen sellers. They're yelling at each other from across the street, and we just want to know the weather.
Yeah.
We just want to know, hey, when's the storm going to hit? And we got these two vendors of sunscreen and umbrellas saying opposite things. But I don't trust either one of them.
Yeah.
I just don't trust either one of them because it's their self-interest that they're selling. That's what we've got.
Yeah. All right, Doug. Well, I tend to kind of look at I still think the sleeper in our local regional economy this fall and winter, because you know inflation's not going away. You know the Fed's going to raise interest rates, will cut demand, put us into recession. Houses are going to sit. Unemployment will start to go up. I was with the employment commissioner Friday at Glendy, George Capatis. He says we're at 2%. You and I know that's going to go up because companies are going to adjust. But the sleeper's going to be energy. The sleeper's going to be energy cost. Right now we have this false high or hope that gas is lower than it was a few months ago. It's going to stay that way. When Europe, in the Northeast and New England, people want to heat their homes with more gas and oil, and electricity rates are through the roof, and inflation's high, and interest rates are going up. I see one thing and one thing only.
Yeah, Absolutely, Jack. And ask your guests, please ask them, what are you doing on the supply side? We know the Federal Reserve can kill demand. Right. That's fine. So we go into a recession and we have inflation fall temporarily. But we're going to come out on the other side. And what are you doing on the supply side on the other side so that we don't have inflation just resurge again? Yep. Nobody's talking about that. Nobody's looking across the valley saying, what are we doing down the line? Ask them now, because that's what they're elected to do, is look out more than 2 years. Look out a little bit longer and say what happens on the other side of the valley.
Right, right. All right. Good morning, New Hampshire. Doug Tang, the Worldwide Market Perspective. Have a good morning, Doug. Thank you.
Jack, you make it a great week.